জয় রাধা মাধব কুঞ্জবিহারী। গোপী জন বল্লব গিরিবরাধারী, গোপী জন বল্লব গিরিবরাধারী। যশোদানন্দন ব্রজ জনরঞ্জন, যমুনা তীরা বনচারী, যমুনা তীরা বনচারী, জয় রাধা মাধব কুঞ্জবিহারী। জয় রাধা মাধব কুঞ্জবিহারী, গোপী জন বল্লব গিরিবরাধারী, জয় রাধা মাধব কুঞ্জবিহারী। গোপী জন্নবল্লব গিরিবরাধারী, গোপী জন্নবল্লব গিরিবরাধারী, যশোদানন্দন ব্রজ জনরঞ্জন, যশোদানন্দন ব্রজ জনরঞ্জন, যমুনা তীরা বনচারী, যমুনা তেরা বনচারী, জয় রাধা মাধব কুঞ্জবিহারী, হরে কৃষ্ণ হরে কৃষ্ণ 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 হরে হরে, হরে রাম হরে রাম 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 হরে হরে, হরে কৃষ্ণ 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 হরে হরে, হরে রাম হরে রাম 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 হরে হরে, হরে কৃষ্ণ 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 হরে হরে, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Jaya Jaya Prabhupada 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 Jaya Prabhupada Nitai Gaura Haribol 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 Gaura Haribol Jai Vishnu Pada Paramahamsa Parivachaka Sarvayan Grace Hesi Bhaktivedanta Swami Shila Prabhupada Ki Jai Shila Prabhupada Ki Jai Ananda Kori Vaishnavrinda Ki Jai Granta Rath Srimad Bhagavatam Ki Jai Nitai Gaur Premanande. All glories to the assembled devotees, all glories to the assembled devotees, all glories to the assembled devotees. Glories to Sri Guru and Sri Gauranga, all glories to Shila Prabhupada. Reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 7, Chapter 14, Text 18. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Vasudevaya. Tasmad Brahmana Deveshu Martyadishu Jatharhata Tastai Kame Jajavai Jajashyainam Kshetragyam Kshetragyam Brahmanan Anu Tasmad Brahmana Deveshu Martyadishu Jatarhata Tastai Kamayar Jajashyainam Kshetragyam Brahmanan Anu Tasmad Brahmana Deveshu Jat Martyadishu Jatarahata Tastai Kamai Jajashyanam Kshetragyam Brahmanan Anu Manu Tasmad Brahmana Deveshu Yatarhata Kshetragyam Brahmanan Anu Tasmad Brahmana Deveshu Martyadishu Yatarahata
Chaitanya Brahmanam
Tasmat.
Therefore.
Brahmana Deveshu.
Through the Brahmanas and the demigods.
Martya Adishu.
Through ordinary human beings and other living entities.
Jatar Ahataha.
According to your ability.
Tai Tai.
With all those.
Kamai.
Various objects of enjoyment such as sumptuous food.
Flower garlands.
Sandalwood paste.
Etc.
Jajeshu.
You should worship.
Enam.
This.
Kshatrajnam.
The Supreme Lord situated in the hearts of all living beings.
Brahmanan,
the Brahmanas.
Anu,
after.
Translation purported by
Divine Grace Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai.
Therefore, my dear King,
first offer prasad unto the Brahmanas and the demigods,
and after sumptuously feeding them,
you may distribute prasad to other living entities
according to your ability.
In this way, you will be able to worship all living entities,
or, in other words, the supreme living entity within every living entity.
Purport. To distribute prasad to all living entities,
the process is that we must first offer prasadam to the Brahmanas and the Vaishnavas.
For the demigods are represented by the Brahmanas.
In this way, the supreme prasad of Godhead, who is situated in everyone's heart, will be worshipped.
This is the Vedic system of offering prasad.
Whenever there is a ceremony for distribution of prasad, the prasadam is offered first to the Brahmanas, then to the children and old men, then to the women, and then to animals like dogs and other domestic animals.
When it is said that Narayan, the Supreme Being, is situated in everyone's heart, this does not mean that everyone has become Narayan, or that a particular poor man has become Narayan.
Such a conclusion is rejected herein.
Hare Krishna. So here, a system for respects. Respect is giving to devotees accordingly, actually. That's the conclusion. And Prabhupada here nicely explains about prasadam distribution, particularly explains here that it should be distributed in a way that the brahmana should be fed first. That is going on in very ancient times. Even in India, you see, very ancient times, they invite the brahmanas in the temples and people's home. And this is nothing new. And the idea is to respect the Vaishnavas and the brahmanas because they are guiding the society. You know, they provide knowledge, so they have to be respected. And the way to respect is to offer them prasad. Because the brahmanas, they don't eat anything other than prasadam. It says that even when they cook, they don't eat others' cooking. They eat what they cook for Krishna, and that's why. They don't trust the food cooked by others. They're so pure. This is the quality of a brahmana. And the Vaishnavas, they're higher than the brahmanas. Because the Vaishnavas, they're so perfect that they understand that brahmanas are the one who is full in knowledge, brahmana. They know the conclusion of the scriptures. They know the conclusion of the knowledge. That's what the brahmanas are. Brahmana means one who knows the universe, the supreme truth, the truth of all the truth is the Supreme Lord. It's not that anyone who has a thread is a brahmana. It's by qualities. Brahma karma sabhavajam. That according to one's karma, one's qualities, one is made a brahmana.
the characteristics is one made Brahmana. So according to the system, there is always respect must be given to the Brahmanas, respect must be given to the sannyasis, respect must be given to the elderly. I was taught in the Gurukul how to serve prasadam at the Gurukul. We used to, once in a while, they had the Gurukul boys come forward to serve the sannyasis. And even when we are serving the prasadam, there's a system. What goes first, what not to serve first, what goes last. There's a system. And sometimes I see here, people are helping themselves. Actually, there should be a strict regulation how we serve to the even to the guest. And this is what's spoken here in the Bhagavatam, how important it is. Whenever there is a ceremony for distribution of prasadam, this is what Prabhupada is saying, the prasadam is offered first to the brahmanas. This is to be noticed. Then to the children and old men, then to the women, and then to animals like dogs and domestic animals. These days, a human society is already become dog and cats. Dui pada pashu. They may have two legs and two arms, but their behavior is like dog and cats. But still, you have to respect dogs and cats accordingly. Sometimes I see, I roam around in the city, I see in Harinam other times, people have become so lowly that they're worse than animals, actually. Even women, they don't behave like women. It's mentioned here. Women to be given respect. Of course, you have to give respect. You have to deserve the respect. The way they dress, what they speak, their how they conclude with each other, how they talk with each other. Why should we give respect if they behave like that? This. And Prabhupada says here, some people think that everyone has become Narayan because Krishna is in the heart of all the living entities. Of course, Krishna is in the heart of all the living entities. Does not make us God. Such conclusion is rejected herein. Vaishnava is one who by seeing, he wants to become a Vaishnava. I remember seeing a sannyasi, he used to serve prasadam. A sannyasi, he used to serve prasadam. He was extremely humble in Vrindavan when I was in school. And he would only eat what's left in the bottom of the bucket. I was really, really impressed. I was a small kid, but I can still remember clearly. His behavior touched my heart. That means how we behave, what we say, how we do things in our Krishna consciousness, it's an example for others. It's like I cook here every day. Our temple is famous for prasadam distribution, and that's what Prabhupada is talking about here. And we are feeding everyone. So we have to remember the food we cooked is actually for the pleasure of Krishna, and then is served to the guest. It's not because we are devotees, we come first. We have to have the right attitude. This movement is for preaching. All this quality food we cook is actually to attract the people to come to Krishna consciousness. Srila Prabhupada went to America, he cooked all this food. We are cooking because we learned from Prabhupada. To attract all these people. They're attracted to Krishna. If we are, after 50 years, after 20 years, if we're still attached to eating this sumptuous food, which is nothing wrong, But then we have to give up that desire within for enjoyment is what binds us. Prabhupada said, even if you have a desire to eat one gulab jamun, you have to come back in the material world, or you might not enter the spiritual world. Nothing wrong in accepting, honoring prasadam, but that desire to enjoy, that's what we have to give up. The enjoyment is what it binds us. We're meditating. Before we even cook, we're meditating. This food is going to be, that's why we cover the food. Because we lust on the food, then it can be offered to Krishna. Yeah, it's very subtle. And in the early days in Mayapur, they had our kitchen for Radha Madhava was very far. So they would collect the food that's cooked in a bicycle that they bring to the temple. They used to carry it in the tiffin. The tiffin was for Radha Madhava. So it stays hot. So the idea, everything is connection to Krishna. It's very difficult to not think of yourself. It's very difficult. That's what it takes, Krishna consciousness, to somehow we have to remember Krishna, that it is for the pleasure of Krishna. That's the whole process is all about. Manmanabhava Madhbhakta, Krishna gives us a system where we should think of Krishna. Even though we are surrounded by opulence, food and delicacies and sumptuous foodstuffs, but we have to remember this is all for the pleasure of Krishna. In the midst of serving Krishna, there comes the opulence for the devotees. Because Krishna never just take for himself, he's sharing with his devotees. But we have to remember, this is his Krishna's glory, this is Krishna's mercy. This is not for us. We become attached to it, that becomes a problem. Just like a king, he has his servants. The servants, just like the king in the palace. But the servants should never think that I have become king. I'm just like the king. That is the problem. We have so much opulent, but this is all in connection to Krishna. Srila Prabhupada, he was surrounded by opulence, but he never once thought it is mine. He was always thinking, this is all Krishna's. This is all due to the mercy of my Guru Maharaj. He himself was extremely renounced. Burijan Prabhu tells a story. I was telling the other day. Burijan Prabhu, when he first joined, he gave Prabhupada a diamond ring, gold around it. A diamond ring. And next day, they were going for a morning walk. And the guy next to him, he was a new guy that joined the temple. And he was wearing that ring. And Burijan Prabhu said, where did you get that ring? He said, Prabhupada gave him. He was not very happy. But that just shows how Prabhupada was so detached. A diamond ring, we'd be immediately not even wear it. Probably put it in a closet somewhere, lock it up, or sell it to the pawn shop, or something like that. But he gave it away. He was totally detached. And Prabhupada, I've seen him. He used to eat sumptuously. Him sometimes, he would ask for hot puris and halwa at 9 o'clock at night. Who eats that time of night such heavy food? Srila Prabhupada asked for a hot halwa and puri at 9 o'clock at night. Sutta Kirti Prabhupada tells a story at the Bhaktivedanta Manor. And they quickly ran in the kitchen and made halwa and puri for Prabhupada. And they made enough for like five men. And Prabhupada ate it all. Well, he said, elderly man, how much can he eat? He was transcendental. He ate so much that there was nothing left for the servants. And then the servant, they cook for themselves afterward. And Prabhupada was up all night translating. You know, he slept very little. And the servants were missing in the morning. And then they ate too much halva. And they weren't to be found anywhere. Found them in the closet, the two servants. And Prabhupada was up all night. You can eat, but you have to be also making sure that you can digest that. You have to top up with services, isn't it? Equal. But if that eating gonna disturb your service to Krishna, better not eat. Or eat less. So you have to somehow adjust yourself that Krishna comes first. If you're gonna eat that, if that's gonna enhance your service to Krishna, then eat as much as you want. But you have to always adjust to see that it's gonna affect your service to Krishna or not. That's the point. If by not eating you can do more service, fine, then do service. Eat less. You're gonna eat. So you have to always see what's the key point. The idea is to do our service to Krishna. Everything is based on service. It's not like we have all this food here. We have to thank the people who are cooking it. In all this temple, so much going on. Why? Because the pujaris are dressing the deity, they're putting them to sleep. There's a lot of work goes on behind. Somebody in India making those clothes so fancy. A lot of work in everything. This is all part of the preaching. You know, pujaris, they wake up so early, 3:30 in the morning, take shower, sometime you're late. So it's not all just, we're all just having a good break here. Hare Krishna, Hare Ram. But there's a lot of, that's what devotional service is. It's pure hard work from the time we wake up. So the idea is that respect must be given, but that depends on your spiritual advancement. If you're just roaming around every day, you think temple is just a free hotel, then this is not place for you. I've been in this Hare Krishna movement from the age of 6. And I'm still here today because I worked hard and I didn't mind. And I'm happy doing it. Because this is what pleases Krishna. This is what makes our spiritual advancement, service. Jive lalashe hai, like if one is simply running after the tongue, jiva, iti uti dhai, and after enjoyment, sexual enjoyment, he will never get Krishna. It's like a dog. They've been dragged by the demands of the senses. Why are they looking here, there? Looking for food. You see the animals, they're perfect examples. They wake up early in the morning, cheep, 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 means where's food? They're not saying Atha Brahma Jigyasa. They're not asking that. So, idea is given respect, but the respect has to be also deserved, not just, I'm here so long, I'm this, I'm that. You have to deserve the respect. Not that I'm a brahmana, that makes me a brahmana because I have a brahman thread. Krishna says the character of a brahmana, character is what makes one a brahmana. Guna karma vibhagasha. The society is divided according to one's karma. I mean, according to one's guna, quality, not according to one's birth. But the Vaishnavas are the highest brahmanas because the Vaishnavas are... Srila Prabhupada went to America. These people are not born in a Brahmin family, like you know, all of you. I was born in Shantipur, a spiritual place. Doesn't mean I was a Brahmana. My parents were devotee, kind of. But I learned about Krishna consciousness from a devotee who was born in the West. Because Prabhupada make them a Brahmana. A Vaishnava can become a Brahmana and a spiritual master by the mercy of Krishna, by the mercy of Prabhupada. Gurus has the power to inject Krishna consciousness even to the person who is even born in a low family. With the spirit soul, they just occupy the body of a lowly person, but the soul is pure forever. With the spiritual master, they have the power to purify you. It's like a gold in the dirt. You can take it out, it's still gold. You just wash it off. Isn't it? You can't say, I come in here, I'm a devotee for many years, give me food, give me respect. We can't demand like that. Serve me first. Just like that sannyasi, he was serving prasadam. I was so impressed by him, and I was only 10 years old. So our qualities can even impress the heart of a even younger person. And I still, till today, this happened 40 years ago, 30 years ago, I still remember that the behavior of the sannyasi. Why is so Krishna consciousness so important? Because this goes so deep. Krishna consciousness is so deep. Like all of you in the ashram, all of you in our temple, how we talk to each other, how we behave with each other, what we say, what we do. We're living a very short time in this world. So if we can be Krishna conscious in this short time, this is to our glory. And also, we are an example of Srila Prabhupada. We are representing Srila Prabhupada, actually. We are talking about Rantidev. Rantidev was a great devotee mentioned in Bhagavatam. He fasted for a year, and then he was just about to eat, and then a brahmana came, not a brahmana, a beggar came. He himself was a brahmana. And then he says, can you give me some of your food? He's been fasting for a year, and he's just about to eat his food. And he gave half of his food away. And a second beggar came. He gave his away, so he had hardly anything to eat. And it says that this was Lord Shiva and Lord Rama. They were in disguise. They were testing him. You know, we are so attached to eating, but here he was. It's so glorious that it's even mentioned in the Bhagavatam, Rantidev, that his behavior is an example for us. You know, the trees, they're so strong, the trees. So strong. They just live off of water and air. Not pizza and all those things we eat. Fancy food. I'm just saying this because it's the mercy of Srila Prabhupada. We have these things, but years and years later, our body is going to break down. And all the sannyasis today, most of the sannyasis today that I know, from the time I joined, they're all on a diet because they used to eat so much before. Even myself, eat big amounts of food, fancy food, and now our body can't take it. This is mercy of Krishna, so we can have more time to serve Krishna. Eat less. That's why we have Ekadashi fasting day as well, because we can increase our love for Krishna. More time for Krishna. Eat less. The less you eat, less you have to go to the toilet. Then you have more time to do service and chant Hare Krishna. You can see for yourself. Like people that live in the Himalayas, the yogis, they hardly ever had to go to the bathroom because they don't eat. The more you eat, I've seen all the time people running to the toilet, doing the japa. your time's cut short. So you have to somehow always see how I'm going to please Krishna. Yeah. There's time for everything. So, these are very basic things. Not talking big philosophy here. But those basic things is what leads us to Krishna consciousness. How are we going to talk about love of God, Krishna Prem, if we can get over the simpler things, isn't it? To distribute prasadam to all living entities, the process is that we must first offer prasad to the brahmanas, the vaishnavas, and the demigods and representatives of the brahmanas. Krishna himself says, Go brahmanetaya jagatetaya krishnaya govindaya namo namaha. He says, respect to the brahmanas. Brahmana doesn't mean they have a big belly, they walk around with a big belly with a golden earrings. Some of the brahmanas I know, they're really skinny. Because what makes a brahmana is always studying scriptures. It's not like when you sannyasis come, he want to associate with sannyasis. You can sit in Bhagavatam class and listen to what they say. Not you sit down with them when it's prasadam time. And then I'm associating with a sannyasi. You really want to associate with sannyasi, then you listen to what sannyasi has to say. That's how you associate, the sadhu. It says in the Bhagavatam, when you go to the holy dham, you go to the holy dham to participate in the temple program. You go there to listen from the great devotees that are in the holy dham. Not that you go there, otherwise like the locals, they come there, dump their sin in the Ganga and the Jamuna and go away. They're not there to listen from the sannyasis. We go there to listen. That's why we have ISKCON temple. Not there, go there to buy a sari in the Loi Bazaar and go to the pizza shop, spend all our times, you know, going there all the way. We're going there to listen, to go to the parikrama. Go on the parikrama around Govardhan Hill, listen to the sadhus, listen, go to the program, associate with devotees. That's how we make spiritual advancement. If there is food, comes, you eat. If there's nothing, don't eat. Don't worry about it. That's the devotee. Yeah. And I'm speaking for myself. Like sometimes I'm so busy, like I don't have time to eat. I might grab a little bit, quickly eat. So then, if you can always know that the principle that we follow, the highest principle of all principle, is to place Krishna in the center, to remember Krishna. That is the principle of all the rules and regulations, is to remember Krishna. Then remembering Krishna is through practicality, through our actions, through our activities. Like there's no shortage of prasadam here. There's no shortage of service also. So, says here, animals like cats and dogs, domestic animals, they're also given respect. I remember Srila Prabhupada, I think it was Jayabhataka Maharaj, he saw, I don't know actually Prabhupada or not, he saw that these dogs were, the people were going through the garbage and trying to look for food. And cats and dogs in India. So they said, they made a rule that 10 miles around the temple, no one should grow hungry. That's why. And we have massive prasadam distribution. I was just in India last year. Every day in Ahmedabad temple, they had 150,000 people came for Janmashtami. 150,000 people. If we have 150,000 people here, we wouldn't know what to do, because people don't know how to deal with that many people in one place. India, they know how to do it. And everyone went away to prasadam. So much food, They have woks that you can stand in, and it's so big, pots. They cook for hundreds of people. We cook for 500 a day, but they cook thousands and thousands of people every day. Ahmedabad temple, they have kitchen distribution. They start like all every day, like from afternoon till 8 at night. Such good quality khichdi, you can just live off of it. So tasty. So it's not that we are giving to public and just some leftover. We're giving first class prasadam, cooked hot, fresh. I know one Mataji's joined the temple here because she had a stomach ache from eating in McDonald's and other places like that. And he had prasadam at Crossways, and her stomach got better. I met her, and now she's eating here, even more better. It's not that because we're eating food healthy. More healthy than healthy is when you can offer the food to Krishna, because Krishna has the power to take the karma off the food. There's karma if it's not offered to Krishna. That's why Krishna explains, Jat koroshi jadasnashi jajahoshi dadasya jat tapasya kantaya tat krishna madarpanam. Krishna says, whatever you eat or give away in charity or do austerity you may do, Krishna says, do it for me. Why he says, do it for me? Because Krishna has the power to burn up the karma. Everything we do, there must be for Krishna, for his pleasure. Even if you're vegetarian, oh yeah, I'm vegetarian. Because monkey is also vegetarian. You have to offer the food to Krishna. When you can offer the food to Krishna, because we know Krishna is the supreme. That goes with the knowledge. Krishna is the supreme person of Godhead. Everything belongs to him. He is the source of everything. Everything comes from him. So we have to always be thankful to the person that's providing us everything. Thankful. Not that are demanding, I'm a Brahmana, give me. No. You have to deserve. You have to have the knowledge. Be respectful. Krishna is so kind. That's the prayer we sing. This body is a network of ignorance. Jarandya Dayaka, Krishna's mercy, we can have this food. It's such a humble prayers. If you read the translation of that prayer, it's a very, very humble prayers. It's the conclusion of the philosophy, actually, just in that verse. So here, brahmanas, it's according to your quality, brahmana. They have the knowledge, universal knowledge. They understand the universe is created by Krishna. And that Krishna is in all the living entities. Krishna is in the heart of all the living entities. And Prabhupada mentioned here that some people think because Krishna is in the heart of all the living entities, that makes us Krishna. So they say each other, Narayan, Narayan. Hello, Nihao. Thank you for, you are a good Narayan, I'm a good Narayan. The yogis, they meditate on each other. And then they see themselves inside. They say, that's me, when they see the super soul. That's why Krishna, he says in the Bhagavad Gita, Yogi Namapi Sarva, of all the yogis, highest devotee is Krishna's devotee. Because he recognized Krishna. When these yogis, they see each other, they think that's them, that's Narayan. The Supreme Narayan is Supreme Lord. He is different from us. We are part and parcel of Narayan, of Krishna. That doesn't make us Narayan. Just like if Narayan goes to the jail, doesn't make him a person in the jail, a prisoner. He's visiting. So when Krishna comes here, he doesn't mean he is becomes one of us. He is supreme. He stays always supreme. That has to be understood clearly. You take a drop of water from the sea, doesn't make us the complete sea. We steal a drop of water from the sea. We have the qualities of the complete ocean, but we're not the complete ocean. Similarly, we are part and parcel of Krishna. Doesn't make us Krishna, but we are servant of Krishna. Jivetva Swarupaye Krishna Nita Das. So the respect is given because we are the servant of Krishna. The spiritual master, when he is given the respect, we worship the spiritual master, Srila Prabhupada, every day Guru Puja. It doesn't mean he's thinking, I am become Bhagavan now, God. He is thinking, this respect he offers back to his spiritual master, all the way to Krishna. So he is a representative of Krishna. So when you worship Srila Prabhupada, your spiritual master, this is how you respect Krishna. He's representative of Krishna. But he is not thinking, I become God now. Everyone serve me. Now I am God and everyone serve me. That's never the case. That's what Hiranyakashipu thinks. Demon. Devotees are extremely humble. Devotees. Ambarish Maharaj also explained in the Bhagavatam. He was fasting for 1 year. If I didn't eat breakfast, half a day I'll be whinging and complaining. 1 year he fasted for. Of course, this happened in Adi Yuga. 1 year. And he had a drop of Charnamrita to break his fast. Just now. Now with a big meal. He was completely satisfied. We fast for half a day or 1 day. We start to think even weeks before, oh, I'm going to do it. Our mind is disturbed. We come in the temple, do 5 minutes of japa, 2 hours of a little bit, one morning program, and then you walk away with 10 plates of prasadam. For you, for your wife, for your husband, children. Big, big plates. I know, I work in the kitchen. So Krishna is providing. Krishna is merciful. We do a little bit of seva, service to Krishna, and then we go away with so much food. Krishna is so much providing. He's so loving. He's so merciful. You do nothing. People come here 3 times a day. They sit outside, sleeping on the bench, as Thanal Prasadam go up, not even attending Bhagavatam class. So still Krishna is providing. He's so merciful. The elephant, big huge body, require a field, one big field of sugar cane and coconut trees and other trees to eat. He didn't chant Hare Krishna. So Krishna is providing. So we have to be always thankful to Krishna for his mercy. Eat less, chant Krishna's name more. Love Krishna more because he is providing. By his mercy, Krishna's mercy, you can sit here today and breathe. By his mercy, you can now, there's some hair on your head growing. By his mercy, we don't have a cancer. By his mercy, we can digest the food we eat. So always be, understand his mercy. So Krishna doesn't say, you worship me or you go to hell. Because he wants us to serve him because out of love. He wants to serve him out of devotion. When you can understand, he doesn't force us. He spoke the Bhagavad Gita to Arjuna. And at the end of Bhagavad Gita, he said, now you can leave it or take it to Arjuna. He didn't force anyone to surrender. You can surrender, it's up to you. Sometimes people say, you serve Jesus the only way. If you serve, if you don't, you go to hell and you never come back up again. No, Krishna is so kind, so merciful. And you see Srila Prabhupada, the pure devotees, they're just as merciful. Prabhupada took so much hardship. You know, people were cooking for him. He was cooking for everybody else. He had a little tiffin. He used to cook all the food we cook today. We learned from Prabhupada. You know, we have the best halava We get the recipe. Prabhupada himself started this Hare Krishna movement on halwa because Prabhupada, he himself cooked it. And the devotees in ISKCON knows because we learn from Prabhupada. In India, they cook with, with milk. It requires more milk. Observe some semolina. We use water, sugar, and a lot of butter. We learn from Prabhupada. And it's first class. When I first came here in the 80s, people come far away, all the way from the countryside here in Australia, just to buy halwa. They loved it so much. It's Prabhupada's recipe. But what goes in is the bhakti that we're cooking for Krishna. That unique taste is there. That's what attracts them, not just the cooking. You can get the job done, cook it all. Basogya, you're cooking, put the love in that. And it's not that you can go to Indian home and have the same halwa. It's not the same, because it's offered to Krishna. Krishna Bhagavan, Radha Balava. So, there's a system for everything. That system is first you offer to Krishna, then you offer to the Vaishnava and devotees, and the guest. Before it goes up, it's all disappeared from the kitchen. How are you going to distribute to the guest? Think about it. So, in regards to this purport, we understand that the system for offering, the system for prasadam distribution. You go up there, everyone helping yourself. It's not a petrol station, self-service. You serve Vaishnavas respectfully. I remember they used to make us serve. And I was hungry, I said, I have the mood to serve. So I was going bang, bang, just stomping on the plate. And they can feel it. This is Prabhu, this is not the way to serve. Because I'm hungry, and they're making me serve. So they made us eat first, so we can have a proper attitude to serve. So our mind, our consciousness has to be very pure. Our mind and heart has to be satisfied spiritually. Then we can appreciate Krishna consciousness. It's not just a mechanical thing. We come here, chant japa, and then we finish. But actually, you really have to develop the taste for chanting. You really have to develop the taste for service. This is my eighth year since I've been here from China. The amount of work I do, I never in my life did this much work. In China, before I was in China for 10 years, Hong Kong, about 15 years together. You met me in China. I was a boss of myself. People falling at my feet. I was a big man there. Money coming, I was like a big time person. I came here, I worked so hard. They throw me in the kitchen, I'm there all day practically. I'm nothing. But I know Krishna recognizes that. Krishna notices that. I'm cooking it for Krishna. This is the highest service I could do. There I was doing for myself. But what gives pleasure to a person when he can give up his attachment for himself? I, me, my, mine. That putting Krishna in the center, that's what gives us inner pleasure, inner happiness. The inner happiness comes when you can recognize Krishna is the Supreme Lord of all the Lord, God. It's not just a talk. You have to actually understand realization comes when you're actually doing it. Practicality of the process. Devotional service. It's not just a talk, a theory, a philosophy that you know it, and then you give a big talk and when I see you for a while, till you give class again. Actually, you have to realize what we study here. Just like we distribute books. You are meant to know what's in it. They can give you one slap, and you say, sorry, I didn't know. You're distributing books, you are expected to know what's in it too. Right? Prabhupada wrote these books, and he used to read these books, and somebody asked Prabhupada, why are you reading your own book? He said, I didn't write it, Krishna wrote it. That's why every time you read Bhagavatam, every time you read Srimad Bhagavatam or Bhagavad Gita, it's always ever fresh, because the knowledge is coming from Krishna. Every word of it is so enchanting, because Krishna wrote it. Same thing. When you please a devotee, the devotees, we say Hari Bol, they smile at you. That touches. You know, people out there, they don't even have time to say hello to each other. And here in the temple, so it's a nice thing to be able to connect with people, to be able to connect with devotees. Then offer food, offer respect, give gift. It's a good thing. That's what Rupa Goswami said in his books. He says the six kind loving exchanges. And Prasadam. That's why I always think of myself, try to please the devotees. You have to please the devotees. You cannot please the Krishna directly. That's how it says. The way to please Krishna is to please Krishna's devotees. Krishna himself says, those who think they are my devotee, they are not my devotee. Krishna says, those who think of their devotee of my devotee, they are my devotee. There's a verse he says that. You know, when you're having Guru Puja here, and half of the people, they're back here, they're looking at the deity. They're disrespecting Prabhupada. Come down here and see Prabhupada. Offer with full-heartedly, offer flowers with respect. Dance, full in hands in the air. Prabhupada's there. He'll be so pleased with you. How are you going to know Krishna without knowing Prabhupada? So come. This group is so important. Not just you throw some flower and see you later, right? You offer the flower that you know at the feet of Prabhupada. I was there when Prabhupada, you know, people were so full, enthusiastic. And Prabhupada was so merciful and so kind. He wanted to make sure that everybody got prasadam, everybody was fed. And we kids in the school. Prabhupada said, this kid, let them have the best food. He made a rule in Vrindavan that all the Mangal sweets, all the milk sweets, that would go to the Gurukul. You know that? You'll never find Mangal sweets. It's meant for Gurukul boys. Prabhupada said that. Even till now, all the sweets would go to the Gurukul. Prabhupada wanted. And in Vrindavan, we're getting, they're cooking the food for the boys. We're with the Indian, like oil from, like in India, it's not very clean. So they said they're bringing ghee from Australia to cook for the deity, for the devotees, for the Gurukul boys, so we don't get sick. Prabhupada is to ask, Did you get food? Did you get prasadam? Did you sleep enough? Prabhupada used to sometimes even go to the Mataji's ashram. Because he was elderly, fatherly. Did you sleep enough? Are you okay? Prabhupada was very loving. Not that we just Hare Krishna, but he's also making sure that the devotees are respected and given food and taken care of. Like that. It's very important. You know, sometimes the ashram boys, you know, you guys work so hard. You have the right to have some privacy. You know, you take some prasadam from the kitchen, go to the ashram and eat. I think it's perfectly fine. You work so hard. You deserve that. You're having to eat with everyone. You don't have time for that. It's good. So, that respect is given according to your service. You don't have time to go up and wait in the line and so long. You grab the prasadam from the kitchen, and have it some privacy, peacefully eat at ashram, so you can go back to your service quickly. He doesn't have time to muck around. This is how I think. It's perfectly fine. It's not up to someone that you should be like that. So there are some regulation, there are some system for everyone. Not everybody's same. So that's what it says here. Accordingly, offer respect. And then, I find very difficult to eat in front of children. If they don't have the food, I don't want to eat, because you shouldn't eat for hungry in front of hungry kids. That's not the way. That's what it says here. And children should be given, and women. So, it's not that. I remember when I was in the Gurukul, I went to see one sannyasi. I was only like 12 years old. So I was with all my boys. I went to see one sannyasi in the room. And so in the middle of the talk, they bought hot halwa, hot puris for him. It was steaming. And in the Gurukul, we never get that because we eat very simple. This is all for the VIP sannyasis. So then he sat down to, and we're all sitting there. This is before breakfast, so we're all hungry. And he started to eat in front of us. In India, we have a lot of culture. We know these things, how to respect. And Bhagavatam says here. So he started to eat, and we're all looking at him. So I was thinking to myself, so he says, when you become a sannyasi like me, you can eat like me. So I was thinking, if I'm sannyasi, I wouldn't be doing the same thing. I would be a bit more understanding. So I'm saying this, I'm not criticizing, I'm just saying that what Bhagavatam is saying here, that we have to see what the situation is. Because we are, after all, Krishna's devotee. We are, after all, we are preachers. If we can't make our own people understand Krishna consciousness, if we can't make our own people touch their heart, how are we going to touch others' heart? The children, when they see things, how we behave, adults, that's going to remember all their life. And this happened 35 years ago. I still remember. Right? So if we do things that's going to touch the heart of someone, and if we're going to make someone Krishna conscious, that's very important. What we say, how we eat, everything. By your renunciation, by your self-sacrifice, that's going to touch the other's heart. Do it. We're not going to live here forever. Might as well be exemplary. That's how I see it. We are creating history. Every one of us, we are creating history for this movement. You know, Chaitanya Charitamrita is all about devotees. Charitamrita, charita means qualities, is all about devotees. Chaitanya Bhagavat, written by the glories of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and his associate. We are associate of Srila Prabhupada. We are associate of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So everything we do, it's going to be written down. Everything we do, we're setting an example for the rest of the society, for the world. Bhaktivinoda Thakur said, one day the judges will be wearing tilak. I haven't seen any. But already we can see signs of ISKCON. It's coming up. It's so big time. People all over the world, they see ISKCON as a leader, at least in India. Hare Krishna is a family word. Oh, there goes the Hare Krishna. Everybody knows. When I first came here, Australia in the 80s, you couldn't find anything Indian anywhere. Ghee or spices, basmati rice, forget it. Now they're selling in the coals. Supermarket, all the things you need. They have a section, you can get all the Indian things. This is came from ISKCON. Because of our, we preach so much about Krishna consciousness. We talk so much about Hare Krishna movement. And vegetarianism. It becomes a popular thing. So, we are creating history. ISKCON devotees, how we behave. If the guests coming here, serve them, talk to them nicely, give them food, and give them prasadam. And this is what we cook here for. All the food we cook is actually for guests. It's not just for us to pack up. That's also, of course. But at the same time, if we can show a good example to others, that's going to go a long way. Not only for us, for others too. Now, I cook all this food. I'm satisfied just doing that. The service makes me happy more than eating it myself. You serve and you make yourself a huge plate and you're thinking, oh, I'm going to sit down to eat. When I'm going to sit down to eat? When you sit down to eat, you will see you will not be able to eat it. Halfway, I say, oh, I had enough. But the service you do to Krishna, that is so subtle and is so pleasing and is so shukha, so spiritual and so satisfying. It's much more than just sitting and eating it. That's how spiritual pleasure is. It's very, very, very subtle. Subtle than the subtle. It pleases the soul. That's devotional service. The thing that we are just giving someone some pusharam, so some bums, they come here, so you can, here you go. No. We don't know who they are. They could be coming here in disguise, demigods. Instead of going to McDonald's and all these bad places, they're coming here for prasadam. Give them quality prasadam. That's so nice. Prabhupada's mercy, we got this facility here. Even till today, I joined the Hare Krishna movement in 1973 and I smell the prasadam coming from the first floor of the Lotus building in Mayapur. It was so, you know, they were cooking the same thing we cooked at home. You know, paneer sabji and the sweet rice. But there's a difference. They're cooking for Krishna. So there's a unique flavor in there, unique taste. That there's no comparison that you cook the same thing at home, it's the same. It's not. And I can still today remember, and I can feel that smell that was coming down from the first floor of the Lotus building, because that was cooked for Krishna. Krishna tastes it, then it becomes prasad. So don't think we're giving them halava, all these things. That is just your vision. What they're getting is the mercy of Krishna, prasadam. Not just, oh, I just want the paneer, leave this. You are only seeing the material things. You're not seeing the bhakti in it. You're only going to eat the taste of the paneer or the something that you like. You have to appreciate that love that's in the food. And people can taste it. And then people come here from outside, they sit here, they say, wow, this place is just, it's not the same. They sit in the Albert Park. When they come here, it's different from other places. Even it's the same place. But they have the feeling of spirituality here, the unique spirituality, the environment here. It's very different from outside. Because Krishna is here. This is mandir, the spiritual atmosphere. And they can feel it. Sometimes because we are in here, we don't realize it. We just become, it's all the same, one another. When an outsider comes, they can feel it. That's why we have to create that atmosphere right here. When the people come here, they can feel your love for them. Your sweet words, your kind words, your offering food to them. They feel it. Oh, the Hare Krishna people, they're so nice. The temple's so nice. They're so nice people. We are creating that revolution of the love that they talk about. That you're going to find that here in our temple. It's not a big temple. It's how we sing Jidhar. The devotees in it, it's going to make the place perfect. A huge, nice temple, but if they see us, really nice and perfect gratitude for each other, they're going to feel that. And that's what Prabhupada is talking about here. Whenever there is a ceremony for distribution of prasad, the prasad is offered first to the brahmanas, then to the children and old men, and then to the women and the animals like dogs and cats and animals like that. In Mayapur, you know, somebody bought a cake from the shop, Radha Madhava cake, and a person is just walking with it, walking with a big cake in his hand. Suddenly it disappeared. The monkey got it. They have in Mayapur big monkeys, much bigger than the ones in Vrindavan. We call it a Hanuman monkey. And they're from leftover from Ramchandra's time. They're huge. They took it and went to the top of the tree. I was eating and throwing down. So don't think the animals there in Holy Dham, they're not ordinary. They took prasadam. And I saw the people down there, they have so much respect for prasadam, they're eating off the floor. And sometimes they had a prasadam fight and landed in each other's body. And they're eating off of your body and eating it. This is the respect of prasadam. So it's not like when you have so much, we lose that loving taste. We lose that respect for prasadam, the honor. We become too used to having it. So be careful that we don't become that kind of people. We become too attached reading only one thing that we like. We have to remember it's Krishna's mercy. That's the thing. The whole thing about Bhagavatam is that it touches the conclusion. So it doesn't become attachment. Prabhupada said, even for eating a gulab jamun, you have to come down here. Even for gulab jamun. At the same time, he said, eat prasadam, take prasadam. So the idea is the attachment. Eat it with respect that is offered to Krishna, as much as you want. See Krishna in it. But as you don't think, this is it's so good for me, I love it, I only want this. Then you're discriminating. That's attachment. Like I said, the trees in the street, the trees, big trees, they don't even eat pizzas and gulab jamun. They just air and water. So, materially speaking, we don't need these things to be healthy. We can live off of simple things. But because we like so tasty food, we eat that. Because it's offered to Krishna, we accept it with respect. But for us, we don't have to have so many things. You know, I came from a very long, long time ago when ISKCON was really poor. But we didn't depend on those material things. We didn't depend on food and clothing. You know. Whatever came, we accepted. We went on to serve Krishna. That's the main thing. And Prabhupada was there. The driving force behind everything. Because Prabhupada was here by seeing Prabhupada, by his determination, his devotion for Krishna, that drives us to serve Krishna. He inspired us to serve Krishna. It's not so much the food. So you have to learn to develop ruchi, the taste for chanting. Develop ruchi, taste for devotional service. Develop ruchi, taste for honoring the prasadam in a small amount. Understand? So it's a very subtle, Krishna consciousness is a very subtle matter. And that conclusion of the knowledge comes when you can actually realize this spiritual knowledge, realization. Realization comes when we can actually do it ourselves through practicality. Otherwise, we are simply talking theoretically. University, they have also speakers of the Bhagavatam. But there's no example. They light a cigarette after it finishes. Life's example has to be done according to your character. In India, there is Brahmanas, and they're born in the Brahmana family. But we have American Brahmanas. They're not born in the Brahmana family. What makes you Brahmana, like I said before, according to your character? You're not just Brahman thread that you carry on your body. It's the quality. Guna karma vibhagasha. Society is divided according to your guna and karma, your character, your activities, your actions, your work that makes you a Brahmana. Okay, any questions? Today was a class supposed to be Arjun Sakha. So obviously looks like Krishna wanted me to give. Yeah. Any questions? Yes.
What is the right way to offer prasadam to Krishna before you continue?
Can I say again?
What is the right way to offer prasadam to Krishna?
Yeah, they have the pujaris here. They offer the voga. Yeah, we have it. Like I was going to say, we have a system, mantras, set up mantras. Not just anyone can. So there's different things. First, we have the temple deity here, and that's the brahmanas, the officially initiated brahmanas. They can only enter the altar. They can only offer. But if you have a deity at home, perhaps. You might want to say it again, for the others can hear it.
Oh. Hare Krishna Prabhuji. My question was, what's the right way to prepare prasadam at home for Krishna first?
Oh, at home.
Yeah.
Okay. So, if you're at home, home deity, it can be very casual because you're home. And suppose you have Radha Krishna or you have Gornitai, whatever deity you have. So, the breakfast, lunch, or in the evening, so once you install the deity, or once you make a habit of offering a particular type of offering a day, then you need to maintain that. Suppose you make a rule that today, every day, at this time, I'll offer fruit. And because you're busy, you don't have time, so you offer fruit or milk. So you have to maintain that. So that's the standard you already scheduled yourself. And the lunch, maybe you have, suppose you eat roti, rice, desserts, you make it for yourself. So you cook that for Krishna and offer that, and then eat that as prasadam. So once you make a rule of making a particular thing at a daily basis, you have to maintain that. And then that's the family deity. Because they're not like the temple deity. So you do what you doing it for yourself. It's casual. But then some devotees, they're very strict, and they have, like they do what we do in the temple, but not everyone can do that because they're all working. So the temple deities, we have set of offering throughout the day, and we wake up, there's everything is very scheduled. So if you want to follow that, that's much more stricter at home. So there's two different things. But if you are a brahmana, like you already initiated, and you can offer voga and stuff, to our deity here, so that's different. But at the home deity, that's different, because maybe you're not brahmana, but it's home deity is understandable. So but if you want to be very strict, you can also follow the same rules we follow here in the temple at home. But that depends. Like I said, they're casual. But then at least once you make a habit of offering a particular food every day, whatever, you need to try to maintain that. Yeah.
Hare Krishna.
Thanks. Okay. It's 9:00. Thank you very much. Hare Krishna.
Snehang Shri Guru Shri Juta Padakamalang